Hello, and thank you for joining us for a few inspirational moments and loving conversation with C. Melita Webb. Welcome to today's show. I was trying to find a good topic, and I think I've got a great one. Do you know when the friend that always says, "Will you get mad if I tell you something?" Or, "I wonder if I should really say this to you." Or they might say, "This might make you mad, and you may not want to know." And my response to all three of those are, you're right, I don't want to know. Because the reality is, if you're going to tell me something that you know you may not need to tell me or shouldn't tell me, don't tell me. If you're going to tell me something that you think might upset me, reframe it a different way or think about it. Because if it's not necessary, you're not going to benefit me or our relationship. If it's something that I don't want to hear because it's gossip, don't tell me. If it's something you're not 100% is correct or true, don't tell me that either. See, I think that what we're doing is we're inviting negativity and things that aren't positive into our life. And the goal each day is to live better and to be better than you were the day before. And the only way we do that is if we are productive and positive people choosing to move forward. So the things that you think were cute and somebody might want to hear, but they could also be offensive, keep them to yourself because there's no benefit to it. You know, the goal needs to be that when we open our mouths, what we're giving is uplifting, encouraging, and purposeful conversation. And so if that's not what you're able to give, keep it to yourself. Don't give it to me. Don't invite me into your world of negativity. And I think that that needs to be how we handle everything that we do in life. You know, it's no time for us to waste moments in negativity, in darkness, being in fear. You know, there's just certain things I don't invite into my life. I don't like horror movies. I don't like vampire movies. I don't like evil movies. I don't want nothing like that near me in my home. I don't want it. My children, when they were younger, I didn't want them exposed to it because I don't believe that that's how we should live. I don't believe we should live in that type of fear or anxiety. And when you invite negativity like that into your life, you can't complain if you have nightmares or, you know, sleep disturbances or if you're paranoid, right? And so my goal is not to have nightmares or have insomnia or be looking over my back because of something I have willingly invited into my life. You know, I don't read crime drama that will make me feel uncomfortable. I do like to listen to, stories of genealogy, ancestry, and historical content because I love knowledge. But in the same vein, you know, I'm not going to continue to push that into my spirit if I've reached a level where I know I need to back up. So sometimes I'll go and I'll find a different type of book to listen to just kind of, you know, cleanse my heart and give me a better viewpoint before I start the next serious book that I want to listen to. So, you know, I just think that we have enough issues in our life that we're already fighting against. We don't need to invite anything else in. So I don't deal with astrology. I don't deal with magic. I don't deal with any of that stuff. I want to deal with God. I want to deal with God. I want to learn His word. I want to do His will. And I want to walk peaceful each day. You know, I am not the type of person who's going to put my feelings on you because those are your choices. But I am going to be the type of person that tells you, don't bring them to me. Don't invite any of that into my space. And respect me, because I'm going to respect you. And I'm not going to look for something to say to you to make you feel bad, or make you depressed or unhappy. Now, if you need to know something so that you can live better in your life, that I will tell you. But I will always try to put it into context where it is beneficial to you, not to put you down. So let's, you know, take that as a turning point for our communication and conversations with each other, right? Let's be uplifting. I'm going to wish you a beautiful morning, a wonderful evening, and a blessed, restful night of sleep. Until we speak again, be mindful, be loving, be kind, and be positive. Goodbye.